Good morning. It is good to see you this morning. I'm going to start off this morning with a story that I think most of us know. It's one of those stories in Christianity that there's just something that gets inside us when we hear this story. It's that powerful moment. It's right after Jesus is taken into custody, right before he's going to the cross and the whole passion that is playing out there. We have this one just really interesting look inside one of the disciples, and that's Peter. And as Jesus is taken away into captivity, Peter, if you remember, he runs. And he runs, and there's this fire, and there's these people gathered around the fire, and Peter doesn't know what's going to happen to Jesus. He doesn't know what's going to happen to the disciples. And then all of a sudden it says, one little girl looks at him that's sitting around the fire and says, "Aren't you one of those disciples?" And all of a sudden Peter just kind of went, "No, you know, I that's not me." And the Bible tells us, three times, as he's sitting around that fire, he is so worried about being accepted at that point, right? He wants to be accepted into this group around the fire so that he is not set apart as one of those Christ followers that he lies. I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't know him. And the scripture says at that point, the rooster crows, and he remembers that Jesus said, "Hey, you're going to have this issue. You're going to have this issue when it all comes down to, do you stand up for me or do you seek the acceptance of what's going on? Do you trust me or are you going to put your trust in what you can get by fitting in with the crowd?" He said, "You're going to fail right there." And Peter remembered. And I don't know about you, a lot of times, I want to push back on Peter and say, "Peter, how could you? You know, how could you have walked with Jesus and at this most important time, instead of going, you know what, I'm going to stand up for Jesus no matter what, but at this important time you go, no, instead what I'm going to do is I'm going to see what everybody else is doing and I'm going to try to fit into that." Now, I push back on it, right, until I start thinking about myself. Do you ever seek the acceptance of others over the acceptance of God? We've been talking about, what do we chase that's wrong in life? We talk about chasing fame. We've talked about chasing money. We've talked about chasing this appearance of being perfect. But do you ever chase after acceptance of the world, acceptance of people? Yeah, I'll just put it this way. How many of you think that you may care a little too much about what people think? Will you at least go that far with me? Do you care just a little bit too much at times about what people think? If you had problem answering that question, let me throw this at you. Do you ever obsess about what people are thinking about or what they may be saying about you? Do you ever just sit there and go, "Man, what they're thinking right now? What are they? Are they saying something about me?" Do you ever deeply desire to be respected or noticed? Are you oversensitive to criticism? When someone says something negative about you, does that put the wall immediately up? Do you have a hard time? This is a real giveaway. Do you have a hard time saying no? Yeah. If any of those are true about you, maybe, just maybe, you're right there with Peter, where at times you seek the acceptance of others over what God wants you to do. So today, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, what does it mean to care too much? Now, before I get into that, is it wrong to care about what people think about you? No, I don't think so. I think, God wants us to be a light in the community, and therefore he wants us to realize what people are thinking about us. I don't think it's wrong, but I think it's like anything else in life. Is it wrong to eat? No, but can that get twisted where we eat too much and eating becomes our God? Is it wrong to... There's lots of those things where in the right perspective, it's okay, but when you get out of that right perspective, it suddenly becomes wrong. I want to go to the scriptures with you today. and look at a time when we have issues with chasing after something and what that means. We're going to Proverbs 29:5. That's going to be our main verse for the day, Proverbs 29:5. And in Proverbs 29:5, it says, "The fear of man will prove to be a snare." Now, there's more to that verse I'll get to in just a second. But in Proverbs 29:5, it says, "The fear of man will prove to be a snare." Let me walk you through that. That first word, fear. Another way to